This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Happy Thursday. Well, I got big news.
Mm-hmm.
Day before Halloween, I fell in love.
You mean Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. They're kind of the same to me.
I was going to say, this is
many similarities
for a while.
Completely fell in love this morning.
Okay.
Oh,
very
my God.
Spooky kind of love this Halloween.
Rach was there to see it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell the story, Rach.
Okay.
Because we're going to have the people on at 4 p.m. Someone reached out to us from a local animal shelter and said that they have a sweet dog named Glover, who has been in the shelter for almost 800 days. And they think he's being passed over because he's part pit and because he's black. And people, for whatever reason, don't want black dogs or afraid of black dogs, whatever it is. He's been in the shelter 800 days. So Rach and I went over there today. This is the sweetest little pumpkin. He was just in my lap, kissing my face, taking treats, shaking my hand, playing. He was so sweet. And so we're going to find him a home.
Oh, good.
And is it Valerie going to be on?
Yes, Valerie's on at 4 o'clock today. We went ahead and published the little video we shot with Glover this morning. So it's up on the blog, 971talk.com/Glover. And we'll put it up on our Facebook page, too, so you can see him. He is extremely cute and sweet.
He really, really is. He should be an only dog pet. Not great with other dogs, not great with little kids. He's never hurt anyone or been aggressive, but just, he's had a rough background.
Yeah.
And 800 days in the shelter. And so we're hoping that someone out there in the audience will adopt Glover and give him a good home on Valentine's Day. Mm. I'm going to cover the adoption fee and a month worth of food to make it easier on you. So as long as you qualify, you can just go in and get him and take him home. Where do they see the video, Rach?
971talk.com/Glover and the Facebook page. We are putting that up now. And then, like we said, at 4 o'clock, we're going to talk to Valerie from the Center for Animal Rescue and Enrichment of St. Louis, or CARE STL. They are right up on Jefferson at Walnut, downtown, really close to where we are here. So it was easy to go visit Glover. And she's going to tell us all about what they do there.
I'm telling you, it was really hard for me to leave him.
I wondered if you, but the fact that he can only be an only dog is because I'm thinking, ooh, I could have it.
Yeah.
It was really, really sweet yesterday because I talked to Megan on the phone. She is someone who just volunteers with CARE. She doesn't work there, but she was aware of Glover and just had the idea of like, oh, why don't I call the Glover show and see if they want to do something? And I was telling Dave about the phone call, and I said, Dave, there's been a dog that's been at the shelter for 800 days. And he was like, oh. Then I said, and his name is Glover. And Dave was like, what? So it's like he was already in, but just the fact that you have the same name just really solidified that we had to do something here.
So. And I would say he's built like me.
Do look like best friends in the video,
he's
will
ripped.
Say.
Yeah, he's had testosterone pellets for sure. No, I didn't know what to expect. He's just, and of course, the people at the center were very like, okay, now be careful with, rescue dogs and don't like lean over or do this or that. And I sat down on the couch. He was in my lap, kissing my face. He's just so sweet. So
I love this.
Really hope we can get a DGS listener to adopt him. So there's good news of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking care of a pup.
If anyone else out there at a shelter has a dog named Columbo or a cat named Rachel or monkey named Sue.
Sure.
Ryan Piggins.
Why is mine a monkey?
I think we all know the answer to that, Sue.
Ryan Piggins.
Speaking of Piggins, he's coming on with a new play.
He's got a new play.
I'm kind of really looking forward to this one.
All kind of comparing notes about the play the break yesterday. So I'm interested to hear it.
What if he's using the plays that we play on the air as a cover for him actually making horrible pornographic things for his own gratification out of our words.
The only direction I got
was sensual.
Was to be and seductive.
Mm.
And
sensual.
Seductive.
And seductive.
It's a hard combo to pull off.
Not for me.
Well, no. Probably hard to avoid.
Speaking of that, can I read a couple of these?
Oh, God. Okay.
You don't want to do it today.
No. I'm fine.
Harvey Weinstein's defense issued their closing arguments today. And I want to read you just a few of the transcripts from their lawyers. Quote, "You might have had a gut feeling that Harvey Weinstein was guilty. Throw that gut feeling right out the window. This is a criminal trial, and in a criminal trial, proof matters. It's a criminal trial where we don't judge on sympathy and emotion. Harvey Weinstein is not guilty of these charges. They asked them to make the right decision, even if the right decision isn't popular." The lawyer went on to say that, let me find one of these really good ones. Oh, here we go. "I'm going to ask that you use your New York City common sense. Every time you feel emotion taking over, let common sense guide you." He said that the prosecutors created an alternate universe in which Harvey Weinstein was depicted as an overweight, unattractive monster.
Well,
he said that the naked pictures that were shown to the jury, not publicly, but to the jury, were only shown in the court case to body shame Harvey Weinstein.
That closing argument made sense up until then.
They went on to point out that the women, quote, attended the parties, flirted with men, went to their hotel rooms, accepted their airplane tickets. So obviously, he's not guilty.
Yeah, she was also saying that if you do this, you are stripping all adult women of responsibility. If you find him guilty, you've stripped all adult women of responsibility.
Well, I get that it's their job. Go ahead.
Keep in mind, this is the woman who said that she's never put herself in a position to be sexually assaulted, so that's why she's never been sexually assaulted. Obviously, grown women are responsible for themselves, and we are responsible to not put ourselves in bad situations, but you can still be assaulted even if you're doing everything right, because if you just pin it on like, oh, you did something wrong, that means everyone who's been sexually assaulted somehow deserves it or is asking for it. A lot of these people had a relationship with Harvey Weinstein, and he built trust over time, and then he crossed the line.
And he used his influence.
Yeah, that's what abusers do, is they break down your walls. They ingratiate themselves to you. That a lot of people are assaulted and abused by people they know because the abuser is playing the long game. And that's exactly what he did.
Many men have been to parties, have been to hotel rooms, have been around women in these situations, and they didn't end up the way that they do with Harvey.
They didn't get body shamed.
It's not, that defense is the dumbest. Oh, they went to the parties, they went to the hotel rooms, they flirted. That's disgusting.
If you go to a party, you're just asking to be raped.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that's all I hear.
It's the attacker's fault 100% of the time. The end.
Yep.
Mm.
It's a big news day.
The
big red siren that just popped up on my drudge is that AG William Barr said in an ABC interview just now that he wishes Trump would stop tweeting because he's making it impossible for me to do my job. Wonder how that'll shake out.
Wonder how soon it'll be like, that guy's always been an idiot. Never could trust him.
Because Trump just said my life would be so much easier if Barr had been my AG the whole time. Mm. He's a big fan.
He is. Mm.
But we'll see how this one goes.
Yeah, that could turn fast. And the Eric Greitens case was ended today.
Yeah, we'll be talking to Mark Cox at 4:40. Mm. He's going to have Greitens on his show tomorrow.
Yeah, they have an exclusive interview tomorrow at 7:30. Greitens will be in studio.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
So he'll be filling us in on all that.
Yep.
Gosh, there's so much news going on.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just going, moving my trudge back. What else do we want to talk about? Oh, Rush Limbaugh making news. Did you guys see this one?
I did not.
Do you have the sound?
Yeah, give me 1 second to load it up.
This is from yesterday's show. a week after getting the Medal of Honor at the State of the Union. And he's already very much people who don't like Rush Limbaugh, who, of course, on our sister station, KMOX, would say that he's homophobic and anti-LGBT. And yesterday he said this about Mayor Pete.
They're sitting there and they're looking at Mayor Pete. 37-year-old gay guy, Mayor South Bend, loves to kiss his husband on the debate stage. And they're saying, okay, how's this going to look? 37-year-old gay guy kissing his husband on stage next to Mr. Man Donald Trump. What's going to happen there? And they got to be looking at that, and they've got to be saying that despite all the great progress and despite all the great wokeness and despite all the great ground that's been covered, America's still not ready to elect a gay guy kissing his husband on the debate stage president. They have to be saying this, don't they? Now, there may be some Democrats who think that is the ticket. There may be some Democrats who think that's exactly what we need to do, Rush. Get a gay guy kissing his husband on stage, to ram it down Trump's throat, and beat him in a general election. Really. Having fun envisioning that.
Kind of weird.
Kind of weird.
Kind of a strange choice.
Yeah. He already is, you know, unafraid to push the envelope. And being in the situation that he's in now, he may even have less F's to give. And maybe he's really going to, you know what I mean? I could see that happening.
Yeah, he baffles me because I get the point that he was making. Like, I'm sure there are people saying we can't really put up a gay guy as the candidate. Just like some people might think we can't really put up a woman. The country's just not ready for it. I don't think they're electable. I'm sure there are people out there having that thought, but in his very Rush Limbaugh way, he has to say it in like the worst way possible,
right?
Talking about shoving it down Trump's throat.
Right.
That was really, really strange. I can't even quite articulate why I thought that was so weird, other than it was really a strange thing to say and completely unnecessary. Yes, aggressive.
I mean, I guess that's what makes Rush Limbaugh, good or bad, love him or hate him, is what could have been said simply as, you know, even though it shouldn't matter, the country may not be ready to elect a gay president.
Instead, he has to be like, you're going to put him up next to the man's man,
Mr.
Donald
Man.
Trump. Yeah, when I think of like the ultimate manly man, I don't say this with disrespect, but I don't think of Donald Trump
right.
as like the guy's guy, like going to go out there and chop some wood and grill some meats. Like, that's not who I think of when... but that's the comparison that Rush chose to make. And then he used the phrase shoving it down his throat, which disturbed me.
Yeah, every time the bar went, I know we're just throwing a whole bunch of stuff against the wall right now, but just the news is just coming out literally by the minute. William Barr also said he's not going to be bullied by Trump. He's making it impossible to do my job. He needs to stop tweeting. Really interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe he's freaking out a little bit because of the Roger Stone stuff. Is Barr implicated in that in some way?
Well, he's the one that's...
He's head of the DOJ, and, you know, Trump said, oh, congratulations to Barr for taking control of the case, and, you know, the four prosecutors resigned, and there's been, you know, the big kerfuffle over it.
Barr's like, shut up.
Pretty much. I think that's what it is. I think Barr has always been one of these, like, super well-respected guys, and I don't think he likes being a part of...
Yeah, he wants to be under the radar.
Yeah, I think so.
And
now, I don't know him from Adam, but that's just my guess.
And I don't think he's influenced by the president.
Far less than people think.
But that's the picture that's being painted by the left, is that he's just a puppet.
Yes.
I get the exact opposite from him, that he's going to do what he thinks is the right thing to do, and it doesn't matter. He was kind of drug out of retirement that he was very happy in, and I think would be very happy to go back to. Like, he doesn't, hey, I'm going to do what I think is right, and if Trump fires me tomorrow, I was happy not being here in the first place. So
I agree with you.
He's got nothing to lose.
I agree with you. I think from all indications, Barr is his own man. I think that his opinions have lined up with the president so far.
Yeah.
But from what he said in this interview, it sounds like he's saying, like, just stop it. You're making us both look bad here.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. 3:30 DGS. Think Tank coming at 5 p.m. We have Stacey Washington versus Jeffrey Boyd and Keith Antone.
Wow.
Figured it's going to take both of them to take on Stacey. Mm-hmm. That's at 5 p.m. Wiggins is here for Wiggins World.
Yeah, I'm very honored to hear that you guys are calling these plays, because that legitimizes them far beyond what I call them, which is thing. Or skit at best, maybe.
Skit. Yeah, it's skit.
I do like the idea of calling them blind reads for you guys, though.
Yeah.
Because
they are.
You have
makes
no idea.
Feel like an
yeah.
actor.
Yeah, they are. It's a completely blind read for all of you. It turned out weird this week.
Well,
did you expect
yeah.
this?
Yeah. You wrote something weird, dude.
I mean, it was...
So, we just said what you asked us to say.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah,
don't blame
weird.
The actors.
I yeah. feel like I was maybe the weirdest. Was I weird?
I mean, you did. You all did
all
what you were supposed
weird.
To
yes.
do, which is take it weird.
But the director's not happy with...
Well, no. You're yeah, fine. You're fine. The problem was that I wrote a sketch that was intended to really walk the line between, well, was this supposed to be weird or is it not? And then the main character is supposed to be reacting to it. Well, you guys, having no context, aren't able to walk that line with me. You just went in and, mm-hmm. and it was weird. And so my test audience is usually Katie Fitzpatrick from The Andy Fry Show, who is the most encouraging person in the world.
It's an easy audience.
And I played it for her yesterday, and she was like, well, that one was a little different.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yes. Yeah. So I don't know if you have it ready or if you have my the
have
other thing
ready.
Ready.
So
do you
want to
play
you?
The one thing? My kid wanted in on the Sue action,
okay.
too.
This is
like
me.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable.
Yeah, that was the 2-year-old.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know whether you
and
said like me or love me.
And of course the answer is yes.
What did you answer?
I really thought
yeah,
she was going to say
what did you
no.
tell her?
What did you tell her when they asked?
When they asked me?
Yeah, does Sue like me?
I said no, absolutely yeah. not.
That is so
right.
terrible, Ryan.
I mean,
that is
good,
so terrible.
That's a good life lesson.
Oh my goodness, they're so cute.
Yeah, they get a lot of positive feedback at home, so I think this probably is a good life lesson to know that the outside world...
Me?
Yeah. Yes.
40
just
years
not
from
your
now,
brother and
they're
going to
be in therapy with repressed fake memories
right?
of being mistreated by a woman named Sue.
Who actually likes them.
Let's not push it here.
No, she's like, likes them.
Trying to help you out, Sue.
Yeah,
I did notice that Tony was talking about his kids last, maybe even earlier this week at some point. And Sue was like, oh, it's so cute. It's so wonderful when you talk about your children.
Yeah, she doesn't like all kids.
Weird.
Yeah, apparently. Mm-hmm. So anyway, do you guys have any idea what this is going to be? Like, any guesses? Yeah? No?
I have an idea.
I mean, it's not Dave Bot. So this is the first one where you're playing actual characters that aren't yourself. So it's a little bit outside the box.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Welcome to Beginner's Pottery. So glad to welcome our new student, Claire.
Hey, Claire.
Hey, hi. So glad to be here.
All right, great. So here's our spinny wheel thing. Let's get started on some pottery.
Hey, can we leave the lights on? What's going on?
It's so warm in here. Why don't you take off your coat?
No. I'm fine. Hey, why don't we just turn the lights back on? Hey!
There's something I'm not sure what's going on.
It's okay, everybody. It's all right. Claire is new. This is her first class with us, so let's show her some patience.
Look, I'm not sure how you got all clustered together. The lights were only off for like 10 seconds. But I thought I was signing up for a pottery class at a local community college.
Absolutely, Claire. That's exactly what this is. We find that you have to be in a certain mood to do pottery. And what we do just helps us really work the clay.
Yeah, the first thing we do is pound it.
We like it when the clay gets pounded.
Let's get started again. And Claire, just see where it takes you.
My love. Look, I did not consent to this.
Yeah, you did. When you signed up for the class, it was all in fine print.
Such fine print.
That print was so fine.
Listen, call me old-fashioned, but I'm not going to get it on with all you people in a pottery class.
What?
I'm not sure what you think is going on here, but this is a pottery class at a community college, not some Burning Man whore dome.
Ugh, I think I just threw up.
Seriously, is she just here to disrupt things?
This pottery is my craft.
Listen, Claire, we're going to have to get into a different mood now, the kind of mood you have to be in when you kick somebody out of a classroom. Hit it.
This is the song you play when you kick people out.
Oh my gosh.
Can you please remove her criticism?
Please get her out.
Get her out of here.
Man, college campuses are so weird. Oh well, guess it's time for my next class anyway.
Welcome to Math 101, where we will be learning things you could do on your calculator, but in long form and without a calculator. That said, let's get started. Stacy, lights please.
Oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
For the first time, I feel non-consensually molested.
Yeah.
I buried my head in my hands at one point. The first heavy breathing, I was like, oh God.
Who was doing that?
It was mostly me.
Oh, you had to do
that? Yeah, but what's funny is, because Rachel told me, she's like, I had to heavy breathe. So I was expecting sexy heavy breathing.
I didn't know how to do it.
Well, yeah.
Not so much like push-ups heavy breathing. So that's what made it even weirder, was I think it was supposed to be sexual. It was like,
all I said was heavy breathing.
She got no direction.
It's true.
Yeah. I was very proud of my performance.
No,
you were good.
Yeah, you leaned in.
That was good.
For sure.
Tony is very, very good at doing these. he told me, though, he doesn't, you know, come out of the studio, you're not sure about what your performance was, but that's kind of the idea.
I'm always disappointed.
Yeah, but you direct him. I see you guys in there working.
I don't know.
That's not fair.
No.
He's got a highlighter. He's making notes.
What kind of crap is this?
Tell him, Tony.
He does not give me one tiny
bit. Tony's collaborating on the script.
No, he doesn't give...
He's got a writing credit.
I laugh because he does good takes.
This is what it's like in Hollywood.
Yep.
No direction.
You're out in the cold.
You're the Harvey Weinstein of the DGS.
I have been called that.
Mm-mm.
Well, you just got called it again.
No, in fact, I've asked for help, and he won't give me anything.
I'm being fair.
Yeah.
I'm being fair. Next week, I think I've got one that's going to be you guys playing yourselves again.
Yeah, next week.
if there is a next week.
Dan on Twitter said, oh, dear Lord, this played through my speakers at work. I'm going to get fired.
Shane says, the print was so fine, the best yet, the bar... is high.
Good
Pauly note. Says that skit was amazing.
No, truly, none of us know. And now, this like, we'll talk to each other. What did you say? What do you think it's about?
Did you guys get any? I mean, you had the most lines that would have been kind of indicative. You and Sue both.
I didn't know
what it was.
No.
Did you, Sue, have any idea? I mean, you were kind of. The leader of that sketch.
I have to tell you that the Ryan Wiggins factor makes everything
here we go
up for grabs, right?
Right.
Because you think you know, but then you think, is this how he's going to get me?
Yeah, did he involve his stupid kids?
Yeah, and where? Right. Where is there going to be a
robot?
Is this 2-year-old
part of the writing?
I know somewhere there's a robot.
Not this time.
No. Yeah, there was no robot.
No robot.
Time.
Can you play the 2-year-old again?
Yes. Hold on.
This is me.
Yes.
Cutest thing ever.
Pretty cute.
I don't know why you hate kids.
I don't.
Just know why you hate Ryan's kids.
Yeah.
I don't even hate them.
Well, one of them you're salty about.
No.
The one who you asked.
So you have to understand that it does sound like, I know you don't hate them, but she's like, I don't even hate them.
I don't.
Question so for next funny. Week.
Yeah.
How good are you guys at British accents?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Probably better at that than heavy breathing.
Oh, that'll be a train wreck.
Wouldn't
that'll
be hard.
Be great.
Yeah. That might just be.
All right, Dave. Why don't you do it?
I was mixed in there. I was heavy breathing, too. I don't know which one.
Yeah, maybe it was Tony.
Yeah, you couldn't compare to Tony.
I did more growling.
Tony was like liquid sex.
Yeah, I had to turn you down.
Yeah.
Because your stuff, it was Rachel's heavy breathing was... And then yours was.
Oh, God. Ugh, yeah, mine, you can hear it if you pay yeah. close attention.
And I was just trying to do Mr. Garrison.
You know why you go weird heavy breathing? Because if you lean towards sexual, not knowing that it's supposed to be sexual, then you get made fun of 30 times
so
more.
True.
So I made the safe
you
choice.
You nailed it.
Yes. That's a fact.
You accomplished it.
Yeah, that's a fact.
How about if one of us writes one for you and your kids?
I'll do it. Well, I don't know if I can get my kids to do what. I mean, 2-year-old, you barely understand what I'm saying. Do you like miso?
Well, it's mostly a heavy breathe.
He can do that, I think.
All right, next week then, huh?
Thanks for letting me come in on an incredibly busy day.
It was worth it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 344, Think Tank coming up at 5 p.m. Mark Cox at 440, going to be previewing his exclusive interview with Eric Greitens tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. Coming up at 4 p.m., going to introduce you to my new best friend, Glover, who is a local rescue dog who has been in the facility for almost 800 days. And when one of the volunteers who listens to the show put together his name and my name, they reached out to us to see if we would help to find him a home. And Rach and I went over and met him today, and I just fell in love. He's so sweet. And where do people see that video?
971talk.com/Glover or on the Dave Glover Show Facebook page.
So he needs to be the only pet, and probably not with little kids. He's shown no aggression, but just, you know, he's had a hard life. And I will cover all the cost of the adoption and your first month of food if you will adopt Glover and give him a good home. Headlines?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Let the Schnucks florists help you find the best flowers for your Valentine. Or you can order your flowers on the Schnucks Rewards app and have them delivered. Just download the Schnucks Rewards app today. Hope Hicks is returning to the Trump White House as a senior advisor. She stepped away for a little bit and went to work for Fox, but she's coming back.
Kind of surprised.
I'm a little surprised, too. I thought she was...
smarter than that?
No, I wouldn't put it that way because I'm sure she's getting a lot out of it. But it did reek heavily of, like, I'm going to get out while I can whenever she left. But she's just hopping right back in. I think she's working directly with Kushner, and her official title will be a special counselor to the president. Excuse me. Jeff Bezos has sold nearly $4.1 billion worth of Amazon shares in the past 11 days. Now, I don't know much about stocks, but that seems kind of weird. He's been selling off a lot of Amazon stock lately.
That
actually
is interesting. I know just enough that, like, when you're in that position, you don't have free reign to do anything you want to do. Like, you can only sell so much at a certain time so the stock doesn't tank and people don't. But, yeah. He also just bought, like, the most expensive estate ever. It was David Geffen's for, like, $165 million or something like that.
Well, he's selling off a lot of Amazon stock to fund his space exploration program, Blue Origin, which I don't know much about that, so I'm going to have to do some reading.
Yeah, he competes with Musk.
Okay.
And the guy from Virgin.
Yeah, Richard Branson, right?
That sounds right.
Yeah, that's right.
Some female athletes are suing to block participation of transgender athletes. This comes down to, it looks like, track and field in Connecticut. Basically saying that we're losing to these two transgender athletes on a consistent basis, and you are regulating cisgendered women to the sidelines in their own sport, and it's unfair. The attorneys for the transgender athletes say, hey, we're women too, and there's absolutely nothing in Title IX that protects people with two X chromosomes more than people with an X and a Y chromosome.
This is going to be so interesting. I think it'll go to the Supreme Court because it's going to come down to the definition of a woman, a definition of female.
Well, I think what they'll have to eventually end up doing is make it a chromosome-based competition. Because you could even say, like, hey, I have an X and a Y chromosome, but I'm a woman. And yes, you are, but you still have some physical advantages over XX women. So I think that's what will eventually happen.
Women too.
Perhaps. Or they could just keep it like this forever.
What their definition of transgender is. I know, like, for the Olympics, they have standards, but for high school sports, I'm not sure that they would have any type of blood test or hormone levels. I think it would probably just be what you identify as. So if you are a full male who can run the 100 meters in 10.0 seconds, but then you say, I'm now going to identify as a female, and you're never going to lose another race.
Yeah, I mean, even if you would have to produce documentation that you've had, like, hormone suppressants or something, you're right, Dave. I doubt they would be blood testing high school athletes. Yeah. So
that'll high schools don't want to get into that.
They don't want any of this noise.
No, they don't want to start blood testing and requiring paperwork. And
but I mean, this can be life changing.
No,
like
kidding.
for a female athlete who wants to go to college on a sports scholarship.
Yeah.
And maybe someone doesn't look to see why you didn't win the regionals or
Correct.
State and who did.
Right. Why don't you have any championships? Why don't you have any gold medals?
Yeah, the lawsuit that was filed was complaining that they are consistently losing to one particular athlete and usually behind the other one named in the suit. I mean, they're not suing these women
right.
directly, but
yeah.
Just using them as examples of, like, we're not winning races anymore. this is so disgusting. So we know that Juul is evil. We talk about it on the show all the time. But apparently Juul bought ad space on websites for children, including Cartoon Network.
Oh, come on.
So I thought to myself, okay, Cartoon Network, though, they do Adult Swim at night. So maybe they were only advertising on the Adult Swim portion. No, they were also advertising on educational websites like coolmathgames.com and socialstudiesforkids.com.
Juul is completely evil.
I don't think
that product was ever intended to help anyone. I don't think that it was ever from its birth intended to help people get off of cigarettes. Mm-hmm. I think it was exactly what it looks like. It was the new cigarette that's going to become cool with 13-year-olds. And, you know, it's the horse is out of the barn. Having a 14-year-old daughter who's a freshman in high school, everyone knows about it. Everyone knows how to get it. Whether it's on Nickelodeon or it's not, it's over with. Mm-hmm. You're going to do it or you're not going to do it. And it's just a terrible company.
A spokesperson for Juul said, "We haven't reviewed the complaint yet, but we remain focused on earning the trust of society by working cooperatively with the attorneys general, regulators, public health officials to combat underage use."
You know what I'm going to do when I'm king? I'm going to have a prison for just bullcrap non-speak like that. Mm. Everyone who ever goes on a Sunday show is going to end up in prison because none of these pussies can answer a question. I hate it. I hate it when it's like, hey, Tony, what's up with XYZ? And you're like, what I really want to talk about
yeah.
is how cute James is in khakis. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's not what I'm talking about,
though.
Or
I just answer that question. I answer your question with the answer that I want to give to a different question. People do that all the time.
It's just disgusting.
It is.
The Senate has approved a bipartisan measure to restrain President Trump's military powers against Iran. They say this isn't about President Trump. It's not even about the presidency. But instead, it's an important reassertion of congressional power to declare war.
It's interesting.
Which they already have.
Mm-hmm. It was an interesting vote.
Yeah.
Donald Trump says the Democrats are only doing this as an attempt to embarrass the Republican Party. Don't let it happen.
I'm just watching this Rush Limbaugh thing unfold on television. How big of a deal do you think it's going to be? The fact that he was just given the presidential or the Medal of Honor, Medal of Freedom.
Yeah.
And then this deal with America's not ready for a gay guy kissing his husband.
What are the consequences?
I mean,
all it's going to do is make the people who didn't think that Rush Limbaugh should have gotten the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's just going to confirm how they are. It was a really, I think it was a dumb move for him to do. And if I were President Trump, I'd be mad. It's like, look, I went out on a limb. A lot of people are going to hate me doing this for you, but I think you deserved it. So here's this award.
I agree.
You just got diagnosed with cancer. We're all feeling bad. Here you go. And then a week later, he comes out and says something that many people would classify as homophobic about someone running for president. I mean, it comes across as very ungrateful, but then at the same time, this is who he is. Exactly. This is what he always does. So Trump should have known that, giving him the award. This is kind of you play with fire. I mean, Rush Limbaugh is fire in that sense. He knew that it was a controversial choice, giving him the award. A mysterious radio signal from space is repeating every 16 days. We get radio signals from space. And sometimes they do repeat, but for the first time, researchers have noticed a pattern in a series of bursts coming from a single source, 500 million light years from Earth.
It's really, I've been reading about this. Yep. It's really interesting.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. We are not alone, people. That's what I have to say about that. We'll follow this story as closely as we can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.